According to the prosecutors that, of course, are taking Donald Trump on in the criminal trial in Manhattan, the former president, as of at least Thursday morning, had violated the gag order against him 7 times since Monday. Since the trial began, Donald Trump violated the gag order. They said they've documented 7 times. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to Thursday morning, 3.5-ish days, 7 violations of the gag order. Which, of course, you know, you do the quick math, that amounts to at least 2 gag order violations per day last week. And here's the thing. That was just from Monday, they said. Let's not forget that this past weekend, before we even got to Monday, Donald Trump had violated the gag order at least 3 times over the weekend, attacking the potential witnesses against him. Prior to that, he had violated it, by my count, at least 7 times when he was going after the judge's daughter. He was going after the judge's wife. He was once again attacking potential witnesses. So we're talking about gag order violations that by the time we get to the hearing on Tuesday, which is when the judge is going to hear arguments about the gag order violations, we're talking about double digits at that point. So here's the thing. Donald Trump, Tuesday, Mershon has set the hearing. They're going to hear from the prosecutors about how many times Trump has violated it, what he's done to violate it. His lawyers are going to go in there and say, hey, he hasn't really done anything because he was just reposting what other people said. In fact, that's actually what they said. They said that the social media posts where he's violated the gag order, they said they do not establish any willful violations because he's just reposting what other people said. But they know that that's not how it works. Trump doesn't have to be the one to say it. If he is the one who shares it in the eyes of the law, that is the same as him saying it. Because he is saying it, even if it's another person's voice, from his social media account. Therefore, yes, that does constitute a violation of the gag order. The law is crystal clear on that. So they're not going to get out of this. But the question becomes, what is Judge Mershon going to do about this? Initially, the prosecutors had asked him, you know, this was Monday, the first day of the trial. They said, fine him $3,000. Just $3,000, right? For all of the violations he had had up to that point. That was ridiculous. That is a ridiculous ask. But then later in the week, they said, hey, judge, if he continues to do it, throw him in jail for 30 days. Okay, that's a little more harsh, right? And at the time, I didn't think the judge would do that. I thought, of course, the judge is obviously going to go with the $3,000 fine. But then what happened throughout the rest of the week, not necessarily with his gag order violations, but on Tuesday, of course, we had the issue of Trump muttering at one of the jurors. Yeah, that's a giant no-no. He got in trouble with the judge for that. We had the media continue to dox the jurors. We had a massive ruling against Donald Trump in terms of the witnesses that will be called at the trial. So the judge lost patience with Donald Trump throughout the week, and it got worse as the week went on. So as we go into this week and as we approach that hearing on Tuesday, please understand that you've got a judge who right now is super pissed at Donald Trump. That's not going to work out well for Donald Trump, most likely. Now, the judge can't let his personal feelings or his personal opinions interfere with his rulings. That's true. But at the same time, he has the authority to do something about this. And given the seriousness and the frequency of Donald Trump's violations, it would not surprise me at all if the judge decides to finally set an example and possibly throw this guy in jail. Don't get your hopes up, but it could happen. Marjorie Taylor Greene has denied for years that she ever talked about Jewish space lasers. You know, that old Facebook post from hers from before she was a sitting lawmaker, where she suggested that the California wildfires were caused by these blue beams of laser light from outer space. And those laser lights were, of course, controlled, as she put it, by the Rothschilds, which, of course, is a very famous Jewish family. So that's where the Jewish space laser thing came from. She may not have said the phrase Jewish space lasers, but she strongly implied the existence of Jewish space lasers. And I'm telling you all that once again to tell you about an amendment that Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed and has been tacked on, if it gets approved, to the Israel aid package. Marjorie Taylor Greene has included in this amendment that, if gets approved, would begin the construction of space lasers, not to start wildfires in California, but she has actually literally filed an amendment, this is not a joke, to create space lasers to protect the southern border of the United States. So she is, she's just doubling down on this space laser thing, right? She's no longer running for it. She's embracing it. What's funny to me, the funniest thing is, okay, there were no space lasers that started the California wildfires. She concocted that, or she read that somewhere and thought, hey, I'll share that. Why not? But over the years, the concept of space lasers has stuck in her brain to the point where now she, with power in Congress, is like, you know what? Space lasers, not a bad idea. We got people coming across the southern border. Border Patrol's not able to get them all. So what if we just had space lasers to what? Shoot people from outer space as they cross the border? I mean, what is the purpose of the lasers, Marjorie? You want them to protect the southern border, but it kind of seems like you want like a Death Star type thing to just annihilate, incinerate, obliterate anyone coming across the southern border. And that's just straight up murder. I mean, you can't do that. I know your amendment's not going to be on the final package, but you're directly advocating at this point beyond the space laser. You just want to kill people. Okay. And that's the part that the media just missed about this story. It's not, ha ha ha, look at the space laser lady. Now she actually wants space lasers. She wants to kill people. Okay, that's kind of the big part of the story, is that she wants these people dead for committing a misdemeanor offense, by the way, of crossing the border illegally. It's a misdemeanor. And the weird part is that that's not the weird part. The weird part is what she put as an amendment to the Ukraine aid package that she doesn't want to pass anyway. But she put an amendment on the Ukraine aid package that says that anybody who votes in favor of the aid package has to immediately be conscripted into the Ukrainian military. So any lawmaker that votes, if her amendment were actually on there, which it won't be, but any lawmaker that votes to send money to Ukraine, you got to go and fight for Ukraine. I mean, by those same logic, Marge, shouldn't you have to go fight on behalf of Russia? Like, shouldn't you be in the Russian military? So if you do that, be careful what you say. You don't want to fall out of a tall building. But here are some of the other amendments that she has opposed in recent days and weeks to the Ukraine aid package. Green has filed, including placing conditions like requiring Ukraine to provide assistance to build a wall on the United States southern border, demanding President Volodymyr Zelensky resign, paying for any funding from the salaries of any member of Congress who voted for the bill, demanding President Joe Biden withdraw the U.S. from NATO, and demanding Ukraine ban abortion. Those are all amendments that this lunatic has filed to go on to this Ukraine aid package. I don't want to say crazy. I know people don't like when I say crazy, but this is crazy. We have to call it what it is. This is utter insanity. This goes beyond her trying to make a mockery of it. You know, you do that one time to make a mockery of it and show how ridiculous you think something is. Okay, we've seen lawmakers, both parties, do that in the past. This is becoming insanity because she's just continuing to do it. This is an unhinged, unstable individual that should not be serving in Congress, because based on her wanting to possibly kill people on the southern border, wanting to screw over our allies, withdraw from NATO, all of that. She is a threat not just to the United States, but Marjorie Taylor Greene has officially become a threat to the world. The Trump Media Group is terrified and now panicking over the significant loss of money that their stock has suffered over the last few weeks. It kind of bottomed out this week at about $22 per share after, of course, it had hit a high on March 27th of $79 per share. So this company is now worth less than one third of what it was worth 3 weeks ago. That is absolutely mind-blowing for this company to lose so much value so quickly. Actually, it's really not. I mean, I 100% predicted this. I think a lot of other people did too. What was ridiculous was that it was priced so high at the start. It should have started out at like $20 a share, and then they'd be right on even, right? But that's not what happened. And now the Trump Media Group is sending out a panicked message to their shareholders, warning them that the short sellers are coming because they're betting on the stock losing all of its money, and do not let them short sell this stock. So you, shareholder, you need to hold your stock not in margin, you need to hold it in other accounts where these short sellers can't get a hold of it. If that sounds very confusing to you, do not worry. It was also very confusing to me because the world of finance is one that I do not understand at all. So I had to do some research, and let me just, for any of you who do not know what short selling is, let me explain it this way. Short sellers essentially pay brokerage firms fees to borrow shares on a temporary basis on the belief that the shares will sink in price. After borrowing the shares, the short sellers proceed to sell them on the open market and then buy them back by a specific date when they have to be returned to their owners. If the share price in that time has indeed gone down, then the short sellers pocket the difference they made between the original sale and the repurchase. So if I can dumb it down a little bit, it actually helps me understand it that way, by the way. Person over here, shareholder, we own the stock, right? But we've got it through a brokerage firm, so we don't, you know, it's not in my private little thing. It's actually in a brokerage firm. And then the brokerage firm gets approached by the short sellers who say, hey, basically, let me borrow this stock from you. I'm going to pay you for the stock, okay? I'm going to pay for it, but I'm going to go sell it. And I'm only temporarily selling it. I'm only temporarily buying it from you. So the original stockholder does not lose any value by no longer having that stock for the time being, but they do lose the ability to sell it. So the short seller now has this stock and they go up to somebody and they say, hey, would you buy this stock for me at this price? And then in 10 days, in 10 weeks, in 10 months, whatever the time period is, you are legally required to sell it back to me for whatever the price is that day. The person says, okay, I'll buy it from you. You buy it back from me in 10 days. And the short seller, of course, is betting that the price is going to drop so that if it was $60 when they sold it and they get $60, then it's $40. They buy it back for $40. They pocket the $20. Except, of course, we're talking about tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of shares. So that is essentially how it works. And that is what is now happening with Truth Social. But here's the thing. It's not just that this is happening. These short sellers are almost like the vultures, you know, circling the carcass out there on the plane or circling the wounded animal, I should say. They know this animal's going to die. They're just going to sit there and wait. So the vultures are now circling with Truth Social and Trump Media and Technology because they see that it's going to die. And they want to get their hands on that carcass. And the carcass, of course, is the short sale money. Trump Media is panicking about this. They know what this means because the short sellers cannot drive the price down. But when they start showing up, that's a good sign that, yeah, your stock is in trouble and things are about to get so much worse. Thanks for listening. listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.